The MPY Women's Council provides many services to women and families across Central Australia, working across the borders of the Northern Territory, South Australia and Western Australia. The Council's Domestic and Family Violence Service was established in 1994. I spoke with MPY Women's Council Chief Executive Andrea Mason about the successes and challenges faced by the service.
It was started because the women wanted to have access to the criminal justice system. Regardless of their location, they wanted the same rights in other parts of Australia had. There's a strong emphasis on case management, prevention, crisis, as well as post-trauma. There's also a focus on assertive advocacy, the early intervention. And then we also have the education and community development to promote that message of no violence, as well as legal education, both to our workers and also to victims of domestic violence.
We've seen a report of up to 75,000 new cases of domestic violence in the NT over the last 3 years, and so the problem seems to be growing. I'm just wondering if you can reflect on whether that's a problem growing or whether reporting has improved and so the capacity to deal with the problem is now being improved as a result.
Yes, there is an increase in reporting, which is fantastic, because we want women to self-report as well as to receive referrals from other members of family or service providers so that we can provide that support to victims. The numbers of women who are being killed as a result of domestic violence is also dropping in our region, and indeed it's absolutely increasing in the Northern Territory. So, for example, between 2000 and 2008, 15 women from our membership region were killed by their alleged partner. From 2009 to 2016, we've only had 2 women who have been killed. In the Northern Territory, in the last 3 years, we've had 23 women killed. Now, the common denominator with the women who were killed between 2000 and 2008 and in the Northern Territory over the last 3 years is alcohol. All of those perpetrators were 3 times over the legal limits of alcohol. That's a factor that is not actually being raised in official policy and strategies.
Any program that denies alcohol to a community would have to be community-led, though, wouldn't it?
Well, at the end of the day, the approach to reducing alcohol harm in our community is a 3-pronged approach. It's focus on supply, a focus on demand, and also a focus on harm minimisation. And it's looking at those 3 levers, but it's also, you know, real-time data to make sure that the policy settings are right. What we know in the Northern Territory is that if we reduce alcohol harm in our communities, 50% of assaults that we're seeing in the Northern Territory would drop. So we're not talking about people having a free will to be able to live the life that they want, because alcohol harm, like petrol sniffing, affects everybody.
So a blanket policy or some policy that's based on the evidence that is for the greater good needs to come into play.
Yes, we've seen a positive impact that the Banned Drinkers Register has had in the Northern Territory, and Women's Council is very pleased that the Northern Territory Government is reinstating that. It's going to take a little bit of time to implement it, but the commitment is there. I think that it's also important to note in the Northern Territory the Aboriginal population is only 30%, but of the 75,000 instances of family violence over the last 3 years, we represent 80% of that number. So, you know, the settings are not right.
Does setting up better education programs support the change that you want to see in the future, and is the Women's Council supporting those programs?
For the last 3 years, we've been a founding partner of the Alice Springs Integrated Response to Domestic and Family Violence. And a key component of that was the Family Safety Framework, where police take the lead and work with other organisations who provide either direct or indirect support to victims of domestic and family violence. And it's really an intervention to make sure that anyone who is at high risk, that risk isn't escalated. That Family Safety Framework is now rolled out across the territory. We also have other aspects of that, which includes the community education, court support, men's behavioural change program. Over the last 20 years, we have spoken about and raised the issue of violence towards women, and it must continue. But now there's also, a growing resolve that we have to focus on behavioural change and support for men to stop the violence. We have a cross-border men's program, which is run by Correctional Services. That's really reaching out to men as part of their parole sentencing to do that behavioural change program post their release. We need that, but we also need ordinary opportunities for men to speak about the harm that is perpetrated by family and domestic violence. We need more of that.
Andrea Mason, Chief Executive of the NPY Women's Council and NT Telstra Businesswoman of the Year, ending that report.